coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for.
Man, I ain't giving no dollar to fucking sick kids. I want my pizza. That's a dollar I could use for extra cheese.
And Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit.
Fuck them kids. I want pepperoni, bitch.
Yeah.
Huntsville Home Video. Now playing.
The following movie has been rated PG-13 by the Motion Picture Association of America.
Welcome, my friends, to a Thursday edition of Huntsville Home Video. Here we are, just sprinting our way through the Marvel Cinematic Universe. My name is Jack Spade. With me, Leanne Foster. The premise of this podcast, if you haven't listened over the last 40 or so episodes.
It's like, where have you been at this point, you know?
Yeah. Have you not lived?
Not enough. Because you hadn't been here.
But now that you've walked through the doors of Huntsville Home Video, buddy, life begins right now.
Mm-hmm.
Life finds a way.
Oh, call back.
We like to show movies to my friend Leanne here that she has never seen.
Mm-hmm.
The whole kind of premise for this podcast started when all of my awesome movie references were lost on you.
Yeah, your whole personality was just
correct
lost on me.
You're like, I don't understand you as a person. Well, clearly you've never seen these movies. Well, I haven't. Well, let's start a fucking podcast. And so that's what we've done.
Yep.
It also shocked and borderline offended me that of all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, you started watching them at Civil War.
Again, I had a movie ticket. I don't know why we have to keep replaying this moment of history.
I'm just giving the you know, a quick update.
Okay, all right.
For people in case forget from week to week. People's lives are busy. Sometimes they forget about things. I just
don't give me that. You just like to shit on me as much as you can.
I mean, that's neither here nor there.
It's right here, buddy, but okay.
But I would just like to say that what I was prefacing all that to say that we've kind of broken the rule of the podcast quite a few times in phase three,
mm-hmm.
because we've already reviewed Civil War, a movie which you've already seen.
Yeah.
And today we are doing another movie which you have already seen, Black Panther.
Yeah.
But technically, you probably don't remember a lot from it. And now you have 15 more movies worth of context to go into this movie with.
Now I know who these people are and what they're fighting for and what vibranium is and like how it all works.
I understand the significance.
I see now. Vibranium. I didn't know that was on the periodic chart before. And so I was very confused.
I don't remember learning about vibranium at Deer College. I learned about deer.
Right.
And feeding them.
Did you know they have antlers?
And putting a deer whistle on your car so they don't hit your car.
There's a deer whistle?
Yeah, you've never
Is heard, that a thing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like a little
What's
like
it do?
Like a little clip that you put on your car, and then when you're driving, the wind just picks it up and it emits a whistle. It kind of causes the deer to fuck off.
Did not know that piece of technology existed.
That's a thing.
I needed that when I hit a deer once.
Well, clearly you didn't have one.
I didn't have one at all. Would have loved it.
Yeah.
Damn.
What happened to the car?
It got hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
I clipped him on the corner there. But of course that whole car was plastic, so it just did knocked a bunch of stuff off. But luckily I got some of his hair in my headlight. So
well, you save it as a souvenir for the first thing that you murdered.
Yep.
All right.
This one was unintentional, though. So
no.
Oh.
Tell me about the first intentional one.
No, I've not intentionally murdered anything.
A likely story.
So they say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I think that your preferred method of murder would be smothering.
First of all, I do not have a preferred method of murder.
Okay. You strike me as a pillow over the head kind of gal.
What?
Yeah, that's how
I do not.
That's how you'd kill a fella.
You think I like to hear their squirming?
How do you hear squirming?
like
what's happening here?
I don't know.
It started with the deer.
It seems like such a terrible way to go.
I don't know.
And then like, and it's such a ruthless way because it's like you're feeling their life go.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened? Wait a minute. What happened? First of all, I'm not a murderer.
That's a thing a fucking murderer says.
I know. But it's all, you know what else? Who else says that? People who don't murder.
I mean, you got me there.
I don't murder. Do you murder?
I have not.
Okay.
I really want
to start over again. I don't like what happened here. I feel like I'm going to get a call from the cops. I feel threatened.
Cops got better things to do than follow up on actual murders.
I've never murdered anyone or anything.
A likely story.
Oh, God damn it.
You never thought about maybe just like suffocating a homeless person?
No. Do you?
Sometimes.
I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what to do with this information.
Actually,
what have we done here?
So, you ever watch those? I know you watched like the serial killer shows.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of those.
Yeah.
There was a show. I forget the exact name, like How I Got Away With It or something like that. It was on, I think, like the ID channel. And they had this story about a dude who I think murdered his wife, was found guilty, and he was awaiting sentencing, but got away.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was out on bond and he bought this dude's car with straight cash and like hightailed it to Vegas. Like he was in Nevada somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he befriended a homeless dude, killed the homeless dude, and then took his identity and started a successful contracting business.
Holy freaking shit.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like, number one, why would you start a business if you're on the run for being a convicted murderer? Why not just, you know, stay below the radar?
Right.
You know, make your money, live your life. But no, he's like, I'm going to be a success again. I successfully murdered my wife. I'm going to start a successful business.
I mean, I kind of admire it, to be honest with you.
Right. See?
Hmm. I'm not a murderer. I just want to hit that one home.
Were we going to talk about the Black Panther today?
Were we going to do something other than accuse me of murder? Because that would be great.
That was actually number one on my action item list. Accuse Leanne of murder.
Check. Slice that one off the list.
Hey, Leanne, there are several unsolved murders here in Huntsville, Alabama.
I have to go.
Have you been affiliated with any of them?
Nope, wasn't there.
I haven't even asked you where they...
It doesn't matter. I wasn't there the night that the murders were committed.
Is that right?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know how those bodies got dumped there.
No, I didn't say anything about bodies being dumped anywhere.
Hmm. So the Black Panther starts off. We're talking about Black Panther today.
Yes, that is the movie we are chatting about, our latest entry into the MCU.
And what? Nobody murdered anybody.
While watching the Black Panther?
Nope, didn't. Didn't murder anybody.
Before or after?
I don't need to comment on those, but I didn't murder anybody while watching the Black Panther.
Interesting. Interesting. So what did you think of Black Panther?
I loved Black Panther.
Did you really?
I did.
Did you love it?
I did love Black Panther.
You love it like murdering someone?
Like that sweet taste of murder,
mm-hmm.
as their soul starts to slip away as you slide the knife further and further into their heart?
Oh, so you're a knifer, not a smotherer. Interesting. Interesting. Okay.
I like to leave a mark.
The truth comes out.
I'm not a murderer.
You're very defensive about that.
You don't know how defensive I can be.
Apparently defensive enough to stab a motherfucker.
Find out.
Is that what happened? Some dude at Deer College was talking too much shit and you just said fuck it and just stabbed him?
Mm-hmm. Never talk too much shit. Google. I keep a tally.
Unsolved Barry murder. Barry College murders.
There were a couple of suicides one year.
Yeah?
Mm.
How did that go?
Be the wrong person to ask.
Jesus. Let's get back on track here.
I don't like this at all. We got too dark for me.
We've also learned that we should just apparently never host a murder podcast because it would just be me accusing you of all the murders.
I took a drink of water and I shouldn't have. You got me. Yeah, it would just be you accusing me of every murder. I'd eventually admit to like some murder that Ted Bundy clearly did, but right? Then I'd admit to it, you know? I've had enough interrogation.
This murder happened in 1987, 3 years before you were born, but Leanne Foster, did you fucking do it?
I smashed that bitch in with a brick.
Okay, next week on Huntsville Home Murder, we will be talking about the case of something or another where some dude killed this woman and confessed to it and is currently in jail. We're going to tell you how Leanne Foster actually got away with it.
We have took such an odd turn today.
All next week on Huntsville Home Murder.
Blah, 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 blah.
Stabby, stabby. Yeah, let's talk about Black Panther.
What are we doing? Black Panther. Yes, I really loved the movie, and it was exciting to understand King T'Challa and what's going on and what vibranium is and all this kind of stuff. It's great.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, and what Wakanda is, and it's, yeah, super good. I really liked it.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I was honestly curious. Well, I'm curious as what you think of every movie.
Mm-hmm.
This one especially, because as far as this movie goes, I'm just kind of, eh.
I wouldn't say that it was mind-blowing to me, but right. It was good, and I appreciated it.
It had, to me, it felt much like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, in that there's a lot of good ideas,
okay,
but they don't run with any one particular idea.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's, you know, here's a lot of issues about, like, race and identity.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have this big fight over here.
Okay.
And this piece of action is going to go off. Because, I mean, it's a superhero movie. You got to have action right. And stuff like that.
Right.
But it's like they don't commit to any one particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
they just mix them together and they don't explore anything fully.
Right,
enough.
Right.
Okay, I can get where you're at.
Like in the comic books, when the Black Panther as a character was introduced, it was very not the norm for mm-hmm. comics at that time, because everyone is, you know, pretty much your standard like white superhero. Right.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden here comes this character who is, he's a king of his country. He's smart. He is like on the level of pretty much everyone else that, you know, is in comics at that time. He's a contemporary. He can hold his own, and he just happens to be a black dude.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, holy shit. Like, cool. This is mm-hmm. awesome. And yeah. And then we get this movie that's like, at the time, because in Hollywood, you had all this talk of, well, why the Oscars so white, and
right.
we need diversity, and we need this. And then here comes Black Panther at the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't think that they committed to any of the things that they should have committed to. They gave some of them lip service, and there were some awesome lines and some great moments.
Right.
But I think they just could have done better with it. They could have been better.
Okay.
Be better.
I can go with that.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that way, but I can see where I could have.
All right.
But yeah.
I see, to me, this movie, and this was a large part of marketing as well. It was like, hey, this is the superhero that black audiences wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of the woke crowd that like latched onto it. And they're like, yeah, this is everything. This is the representation we want. And I completely agree that like representation is super important. Mm-hmm. And like everyone should have their superheroes yeah. that they can look up to. Right.
Yeah.
And I just think that it almost like it didn't like hit you over the head with pandering.
Right.
But it got close.
Okay.
Just my own, you know, personal opinion that I'm sure I'm going to get branded a racist for, because that's what people do.
Yeah.
Nah.
Of course.
At least I haven't killed anyone.
Wish I could say the same.
I knew it. Anyway, that's just kind of my first few thoughts on Black Panther.
All right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Let's get into it, shall we?
Let's get into it.
Okay. Black Panther starts out with a boy asking for the story of home. And we get the backstory on Wakanda millions of years ago, a meteorite of vibranium. Vibranium now comes from a meteorite. And it hit Africa, affecting the plant life on it, where I believe it was five tribes that settled and called it Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
And they battled until one saw a vision that led him to a heart-shaped herb, which made him become king and Black Panther and protector of Wakanda. And the tribes decided to settle, except for one who retreated into the wilderness. Keep that in mind, because we might come across them.
A little foreshadowing, perhaps?
And the other tribes used vibranium to make advanced technology, and they hide in plain sight to protect the vibranium. That's Wakanda.
That is, in a nutshell,
in a nutshell. So we get this story, and then we are in Oakland in 1992, and some kiddos are playing basketball, and there are a couple guys in an apartment who they look like they're planning a heist, is what they look like they're doing. And they are then encountered by Wakandan warriors, and one of them is a prince. One of the guys is a prince, and King T'Chaka, a younger King T'Chaka, shows up, and it is the king's brother, right? Yes, yep. It's his brother. And Wakanda isn't in great shape. It's been attacked and vibranium stolen by Claw, who we had met in Ultron. Did we meet in Ultron?
Yeah, he was the arms dealer, the weapons dealer.
Yep.
That lost his arm.
Yes, and in this one, he has his arm.
He sure does.
He sure do. And we find out that the brother of King T'Chaka is the one who told Claw about the vibranium. And we find that out because the two guys that are there, one of them is the brother and the other one is a spy. And King T'Chaka knows that he's been sold out. Not good. Not good.
Betrayal.
Now we're in present day. T'Chaka is dead. And this kind of starts taking place a week after he dies in Vienna. Where he's blown up in Vienna.
Civil War.
So Wakanda is considered a very poor country that's mostly just rainforest. And let's see, we meet General Okoye. And
who you're probably familiar with from The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Michonne, baby.
She is a badass.
She is a super badass as the general. And she and T'Challa are monitoring a convoy, and he goes down, but he doesn't. He's like, no, I don't need you. But she tells him not to freeze. This is a nice little joke that will play itself. So Black Panther gets these mofos, and one of the girls in the truck begins to fight. And her name is Nakia, and T'Challa wants her there when he's crowned king, because now that his father has died, he is now going to be king of Wakanda. So she agrees.
Going to rule that shit.
Mm-hmm. So after that happens, Okoye helps because T'Challa froze when he saw Nakia.
Got them feels.
Somebody got in the feels. Somebody got in the feels in that Panther suit. So back in Wakanda, they have, it's really cool. They have this camouflage barrier around the city. And see, I didn't understand any of that either. I was like, I don't get any of this. And now I do. It's so great. So he is greeted, T'Challa is, by his mother and his sister Shuri, and ask if he froze when he saw her. And he did. So that's such a great joke. And Shuri is very smart. She works on the weapons and all the tech and stuff, which I thought was really cool. And then we cut to London. We go to London.
Jesus.
Where Michael B. Jordan, because we don't know his name yet. I just keep calling him Michael B. Jordan in my notes, is checking out some African artifacts in a museum. And he asks about this staff, and it's Wakandan. The lady mislabels it, but he's like, no, it's actually Wakandan and it's vibranium. And I'm going to steal it like your ancestors stole from me. I was like, oh, fuck.
Did you actually go kapow?
I did. I was like, ah, you bitch.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, you white bitch.
You dumb white bitch.
And so he's going to steal it, and he is in cahoots with Claw and his team. Claw is part of the team. Claw's got a buyer for that vibranium in the staff and going to make lots of money, so they get away, and there's a big heist with that. And then we cut to Wakanda, where the ceremony begins for T'Challa to become the king. I like Claw. As shitty as he is, I like Claw.
He is cool. I actually like him a lot more in these movies than I ever did in the comics or any of the cartoons he was ever in.
Okay.
He also has a way different look in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
And the arm that he has was kind of comic inspired. He basically has like a sonic arm, like a sonic gun for an arm.
Okay.
So having him had his arm replaced after Ultron cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice touch. I'm like, oh, that's rad.
I like
that.
So T'Challa has to, the ceremony part of it is he has to have his Black Panther strength stripped away and battle from someone from a tribe if they put forth a warrior. And none of the tribes challenge him as king except for the wilderness tribe.
M'Baku.
Yes. M'Baku comes up. The Jakari? Isn't that what they're called?
Maybe.
So he challenges T'Challa. And I was like, you a-hole.
what a prick. Pow!
Yeah. And M'Baku doesn't want Wakanda going to someone who couldn't keep his own father safe.
Ooh.
Ooh, that those, hurts.
Them's fighting words.
Very big fighting walls on the edge of a waterfall. So he challenges, and their warriors kind of circle around them as they're fighting, and they close in on them. So the only way to end the fight is if someone yields or if someone dies. So they fight, and T'Challa shows him who's boss, and M'Baku's like, the best thing for me is to die, but no, T'Challa makes him yield. Saves his life.
He's a righteous king.
He's a righteous king. He didn't want to kill him.
No.
So now he is king. Wakanda forever, baby! And now he gets his powers restored down in, I guess, like a cavern or a cave, and he must be buried and go to his ancestral plane, correct?
Almost like astral projection?
It is, but... Didn't bother me.
And we know how much you love that. Check out our review.
Yeah, but it wasn't a soul floating around, I think. It was just like, okay, now I'm walking. I don't know.
So as long as you're astral projecting and just walking.
I don't know.
You're okay.
I don't know. I can't even argue for myself at this point. I'm so sorry.
God damn it, Jack. Don't expose my hypocrisy.
Oh, this is why I murder. So... They bury him, they give him the purple herb, and then they bury him, and he sees his father and the other former kings in the form of panthers, which was really cool, and he kneels to his father, but he was like, stand, you are king. I got a little emotional.
Choked you up a little bit.
I did.
That's a good moment.
And T'Challa says he's not ready, and he's not ready to be king, he's not ready to be without his father, and... So he says, it's hard to be a good king, so surround yourself with people you can trust. You're a good man with a good heart. T'Challa is. And it's hard for a good man to be king. So so he becomes king. He comes back. He's unburied, and he becomes king. And then he and Nakia walk around the city, and he wants her to stay because he loves her.
Yeah, he's got them feelings.
Got them feelings.
Hey, girl, I'm a king now.
You want to be my queen? But she doesn't want to stay because she found her purpose out there, and she thinks that Wakanda should provide this. This is kind of the big kind of backstory or the big plot is that she thinks that Wakanda should provide aid and share their resources to many of their people who are out there in the universe.
Which is not wrong.
True, not wrong, but then, you know, you want to protect what is yours, so I understand the other side of it, but Nakia's not wrong.
Oh, so you're...
No, I'm saying I can look at it and I can understand where both's at, but Nakia is not, she's not wrong.
Right.
No, she's not wrong. Let's see. Meanwhile, Claw is kind of on the radar, and he has a Korean buyer for the Wakandan artifact that they stole. And let's see, I believe T'Challa's like, they've been after him for 30 years, isn't it? Because 30 years ago is when he stole the vibranium.
Yep.
So they've been after him, and T'Challa wants to imprison him. And let's see, leaves his buddy. What was his buddy's name? I can't remember.
I can't even remember.
Anyways, leaves him in charge of the border. And so he takes off to the lab because he needs to go get his suit and his technology. We need to have a 007 moment. And I love his sister's character. She was really such a cool character.
She's super cool. Basically like the Tony Stark of Wakanda.
Uh-huh.
With all of her tech and
yes.
You know, like, or like in the James Bond comparison, you know, the Q of that world.
Yeah, absolutely. So, he takes them, they have the new suit, which is just a necklace. And then that forms the suit. He also gets new shoes that are sound absorbent. She calls them sneakers because you sneak around, which was so good. And they make it to South Korea, where Nakia has connections, and she gets into this exclusive party where the buyer is going to be. And while they are there, we find Agent Ross from the CIA.
Everett Ross.
Everett Ross is at the party, and Everett Ross is the buyer for the vibranium.
What?
Oh, no. So Ross is like, you need to leave. We need to make this deal. And then this is where we get our Stan Lee cameo at the craps table.
I'm just going to keep these right over here for safekeeping.
So good.
God damn, Stan.
So Claw arrives with his big, large armed entourage, and it's all a big setup, and they get caught, and chaos then ensues, and the Wakandans are kicking fucking ass.
Mm-hmm.
So damn good. So Claw has an arm that's now a weapon. And he shoots, and let's see, T'Challa can absorb impacts with his suit, and so I think, or maybe Claw hits, maybe it goes back and it hits one of the safes, and all this money goes, and Claw's like, I'm making it rain! I love the humor in these movies. I love when they do the humor like that.
What do you say about a mixtape? Like, he was trying to give him a mixtape or something?
I can't remember now.
I forgot the line.
I didn't write it down.
Shit, that was... Yeah, I like Andy Serkis, the actor that plays Claw.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, really fucking good.
Yeah.
And he and the guy that plays Everett Ross, so they were actually in, like Andy Serkis was the guy that played, he did the mocap for Gollum in Lord of the Rings.
Right.
And then Martin Freeman was in there as well. And on the set, you know how like, you know, the phrase like the token black guy?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Lord of the Rings was written by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Mm-hmm.
The two guys that were in the Hobbit movies were the Tolkien white dudes on set.
I love that.
Right?
It's so dumb.
It's super dumb, but like, fuck that.
It's
fit.
Precious.
Fuck, does that fit?
It's so precious.
The Tolkien white
the
dudes.
The Tolkien white dudes. I love it. So, let's see. We have this fight that takes place in this party, and then it spills out into the streets of South. They're in South Korea, right? And Shuri is able to remotely pilot or drive a car,
which was pretty dope,
pretty super cool, with T'Challa on top of it, and they go through the city. And I love where she's about to encounter a wreck, and he just leans on the, he like pulls the car up, and he uses his claws to like turn it. It was super cool.
The claws that you thought were pretty sassy and cat handsy, jazzy cat hands
jazzy
when they first
cat,
showed up.
Jazzy cat claws, baby. Yay.
But now they're cool.
Right. Now they're cool. And I love there's a moment where the general, she's like, guns, so primitive. And she uses her staff to like stab and stop the car. It was fantastic. So Black Panther has been taking on bullets. So he's been absorbing that energy in his suit, and he's able to release that energy, which was super awesome. And let's see, T'Challa finds Claw and pulls him out. And but he goes to kill him, but the world is watching. Can't do that. Ross is like, you can't do it, buddy.
Nah, don't do it. Black Panther's buddy back in Wakanda wants Claw dead.
Yes.
Because he's, you know, he was responsible for the death of, you know, some of his people. And, mm-hmm. and you know, then... Here's the new king. He's like, what do I do? Do I, you know, do I get revenge? Do I get justice?
Right.
You know, which one is which?
But he has to tone it down. He has to let him go. And so then they put him in a holding room, and Ross goes in to question Claw with a little listening device on his shoulder that T'Challa put there very cleverly. And Ross wants to know his supplier, and Claw's like, it's the people outside. It's Wakanda. It is the Golden City. And they are a technological mirror, miracle that's built upon a mountain of vibranium. You know, they have so much of it, and they have all these weapons. And it confuses Ross, because as far as we know, Wakanda is a very poor country.
Yeah, it's a third world country. What are you talking about?
Mm-mm. So Ross questions T'Challa, but B. Jordan shows up.
B. Jordan.
And he breaks Claw out, and he wrecks house. And T'Challa, there's a cool thing where T'Challa covers a grenade that's thrown, and he covers it, and it absorbs in his suit, and then he goes to expel that energy, but it kind of bounces off of B. Jordan, because he has a ring, and it allows that to bounce back, and it very similarly looks like his father's ring. Interesting.
I wonder what could be going on there. Why would that happen?
So Claw gets away, and Ross is hit. He's hit in the spine, and so they take him to Wakanda to be saved, because not only do they have weapons, they have advanced technology, medical technology as well, right?
You imagine they got free healthcare in Wakanda?
I think so.
Yeah. Imagine that's a thing?
I imagine that's a thing.
Right. Probably.
You don't have to go to a website to get it either.
No?
No, probably not.
You could probably just get taken care of?
I think so.
Yeah?
That'd be nice.
Man.
You think there's any to, yeah, there's no deductibles.
Ah, to dream.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be beautiful?
What a better world we could all live in.
The things we wanted as children and now the things we want as adults. Isn't it fascinating?
Right?
I just want this bros looked at.
It's going to be about 6 weeks and $5,000.
That's fine. I'll let my arm rot off. Thanks. And I love when they get Ross to the lab and Sherry's, I think it's Sherry that's like, another broken white boy to fix.
Right.
I was like, been there. We all been there.
I love when he wakes up and he's talking to her and she calls him a colonizer.
Yeah, I've got it in my notes too. That was my favorite part. Yes. Oh, goodness. Also, I have it finally here in my notes. The friend's name is Wakabi.
Wakabi. Yep.
And he is not happy that Claw was not brought back. And he says, you are just more of the same, like your father, who's been after him for 30 years.
Well, we're getting some division here amongst the loyal Wakandans.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, Michael B. Jordan wants Claw to take him to Wakanda, and he ends up shooting everybody in order to get there. And you find out that he himself is Wakandan because they have like an inscription in their lips, like a glowy inscription there.
A lip tat.
He's got a glowy lip tat.
Would you ever get a lip tat?
No.
I've known people that have had them.
I don't get it.
I had a buddy that got one. He just got the word pain written on the inside of his lip. But then he went out that night and drank so much that the alcohol washed it away.
That is ridiculous.
Like a chump.
Like a chump.
Also, I used to live with this dude at one point. He was my roommate many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home one day, and like the way our house was set up, you would walk in the front door, and then if you turned right, you would immediately walk down a hall to the bathroom. Okay. And if the bathroom door was open, you could see the sink and the mirror.
Okay.
And so I come in, I look right because the door is open, and I just see him at the sink, bent over the sink. I'm like, dude, you okay? And he turns around. And he's like, yeah. And he was just, he was piercing his own nose.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, give myself a nose piercing.
That's insane.
I was like, dude, I swear to fucking God, man, if I ever come home and you're just on the couch piercing your dick, like we're done here. 5 days later, I get a phone call at work. I was like, hey man, what's up? And he just he's got a very distinct laugh.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like, like that's how he responded to like, what are you doing? I'm like, are you piercing your fucking dick? And he's like, I gave myself a ladder, dude. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, thank you for doing that while I was not home.
Good God almighty. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go to somebody for that.
Right?
Yeah. Did they get infected?
No.
Wow.
And then I asked him, like, I don't know how long ago it was later, but I was just like, hey, what did you think? Like, how is it? Like, does it hurt? Is it fucking? He's like, oh, I didn't like it. I took it out.
You're okay. The only reason why he pierced his wiener is because you told him not to do it.
are we
under that understanding? Yeah. That it's like, you know what? I wasn't going to put a hole in my wiener, but now I'm going to, because
much less four of them.
Oh, that's what that is.
That's a ladder.
The world is an odd place that I don't even understand. I don't get it.
I am sorry I've had to expose you to all these things.
It's fine. It's fine. Anyway, yeah, he put four holes in his dick just because you said don't pierce it on the couch.
Right.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same dude. I had the upstairs bedroom. He had the downstairs. Same guy. One night he's got a couple girls over and he's like, hey, Jack, hey, come down here a second. I was like, oh, God, what am I about to walk in on? And I just, like, I poke, and, like, his bedroom door is open like a sliver.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, fuck, this is gonna be a sight. I pop the door open, and it's just him sitting on the bed with these two girls, and I'm like, okay, like, fully clothed. They're just sitting around chatting. And he's like, hey, man, what does syphilis do? I was like, dude, I don't fucking know. Never had it.
What does syphilis do?
I was like, wait, are y'all about to fucking have a three-way and he just wanted, like, one of y'all has the syph?
And he's wondering if it's just worth it to go ahead and right? get it and then get rid of it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Did it happen?
I'm sure it did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Good Lord have mercy.
Probably ended up with the dick sniffles after that.
Jesus.
Some of that herpagonosyphilade.
Oh, damn it. The world is such an odd place.
Again, just, you know, happy to be exposing it to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, here's some new movies you haven't seen. Here's a story about my buddy that pierced his cock on the couch. Welcome to the real world, jackass.
Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. Where are we at? What? Let's see. If we find out about the ring, we figure out that he is the son of T'Chaka's traitorous brother. And he, let's see, the brother saw that their people were in poverty because they lacked resources to fight. So he helped Claw steal the vibranium 30 years ago and to basically give his people help and resources and weapons and all that kind of stuff to be able to get themselves out of poverty. That was what the brother wanted to do. And we hear this story because the spy is Forrest Whitaker. He was watching with that lazy eye. I spy with my lazy eye.
That's
brother.
A perfect spy. You'd be looking in two places at once.
Exactly.
Forrest Whitaker, by the way, because I have to point out every time an actor from The Shield shows up in a Marvel movie, Forrest Whitaker was in season 5 of The Shield, which is not Shield, of course, the greatest TV series of all time. That's, mm-hmm. that's not up for debate.
Correct.
But season 5 of The Shield is the greatest season in television, period.
Really?
Phenomenal.
Okay.
Like nothing will ever get better than that.
Sure.
You fucking doubt me. I hate your doubt. That's okay. Much like with all these movies that you come back just glowing about and like thanking, like, oh my God, thank you for introducing me to these amazing movies. When you finally watch The Shield from beginning to end and you're like, holy fuck, dude.
I never want to thank you again.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm.
T'Chaka killed his brother after his brother drew a gun on young Forrest and they left a child. That is Michael B. Jordan.
Eric Killmonger.
And they had to maintain the lie. Damn it. So B. Jordan then finds his way to Wakanda and he brings Claw in a body bag, which was pretty dope. Him bringing that up was pretty cool.
It was. I was sad to see him go.
Yeah. But his buddy Wakabi's pretty happy about that. He likes that Claw's been killed.
That's how you choose a side right there.
Yep. And then this is where Ross wakes up and he gets called a colonizer, which I absolutely love. And his bullet wound healed overnight. He thought he'd been there for a while because there's no bullet wound. No, it healed overnight. And he sees also the vibranium mines and finds out that they use these, what was it, magnetic railways, and they're able to, they go really fast. They're able to deactivate the vibranium in order to carry it. And Ross then sees Michael B. Jordan and recognizes him as one of theirs. He's actually Eric Stevenson, and he is trained to kill. Ladies and gentlemen, he was a SEAL and he was nicknamed Killmonger. Is he in the comics?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So he was nicknamed Killmonger because he literally kills everybody. And he's trained to infiltrate governments and overthrow governments.
He's
a bad motherfucker.
He is Shaft. He's a bad motherfucker.
So he appears before the council and he wants the throne and he wants the weapons to liberate all people. And the secret comes out of what happened with his father and who he is. And so he now has a blood right to challenge T'Challa for the throne, and T'Challa accepts the challenge and they go back to the waterfall so that they can duke it out, baby. And then Eric Stevenson gets shirtless. And is this the movie where he got shirtless and some like poor 16-year-old girl? Is this where she broke her retainer? Do you remember that? Do you remember that story?
No, what happened there?
There's a story. I believe it was this movie or maybe it was a different one, but I thought it was this one that where Michael B. Jordan, he got shirtless in a movie and there was a, like a teenager and she had a retainer in and she chomped down on her teeth so hard when he got shirtless that it broke her retainer.
Oh, shit.
I think it was this movie.
It was. I just Googled it. A Black Panther fan broke her retainer because of her thirst for Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
Sophia Robb, an 18-year-old young woman from San Francisco, was so overcome with thirst for Jordan, in that moment, she literally snapped into her metal retainer.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Isn't that fantastic?
That is amazing. I had never heard that before.
I think he even sent her a message, too, or something sweet to her.
I mean, which probably caused her to break another retainer.
Right.
Jesus.
Isn't that amazing?
That is super fucking funny.
And I understand. I mean, I didn't break a retainer, but I understand. Oh my God. So
did you file that one away in your little Loki folder?
It's right there with Loki and Jason Segel.
Just titled Yum.
So let's see. He's got all these marks on his body too, because he has a mark for every person he's killed, so that he's covered, which was pretty fucking amazing. And the fight is on. And T'Challa does okay, but B. Jordan, he ends up stabbing T'Challa.
He fucking wrecks that dude.
Wrecks him and is like, is this your king? Is this your blah? Well, he was super good. And before he goes to finally kill T'Challa, Forrest Lazy Eye steps in and is like, he didn't cause your death. It was my fault that your father died. And so he ends up killing Forrest as well. And then he throws T'Challa over the waterfall.
Just pitched him like it wasn't no thing.
Oh, it broke my heart.
Get the fuck out of here. Blah.
And I know what happens because I remember. I remembered that, but it still hurt. But it would have hurt a lot worse if I didn't already see this movie with no context.
You'd watch these in order.
Right, exactly. So,
but where's the fun in that?
Right. That's a ridiculous. That's just such a conventional way to do things. I mean, come on, break the mold, right?
Yeah.
If they
ever introduce a new franchise, I'm just going to be like, I'm going to wait till the third one.
Right. We've said that. We've got to figure out either an existing one or we'll wait for another one and we'll watch three backwards.
Yep. It's I'll wait. I'll see if this goes anywhere.
Right.
They're just about to come out with the seventh movie. You should. Well, I'll go with you.
Oh.
Don't you want to watch the first six first?
Nah, not at all. So
you want me to catch you up? Just fill you in. No.
Don't need a summary. We're good. We're good.
I was gonna go in and just fucking enjoy the pretty colors.
I'm gonna not connect my own dots.
Yep.
So, Killmonger becomes king, and it hits hard. It's tough. Nakia wants to flee, and so she grabs Ross with T'Challa's mother and sister, and the general Okoye, she has to stay because even though she's heartbroken, she's loyal to the throne and she's got to do her job. Damn it. I admired that about her. I mean, I hated it, but I admired it about her. You know, she's got her code.
Yeah.
You know, so Eric Stevenson Killmonger, he goes through the burial to become the Black Panther and sees his dead father. And then he goes through that about them being alone and everything. And then he is awakened and then he has them burn the purple heart-shaped herb because there should be no other king.
Yep.
Damn.
Like, get that shit out of here.
Get that shit out of here. There's not going to be anybody else. That's it. Luckily, Nakia is listening to this, spying on this, and she's able to save one of the plants. So luckily, we got that going for the good team. And so Killmonger takes the throne, and he's going to arm the oppressed to kill the oppressors. And so Nakia has the idea to go to the mountains to M'Baku to get them on her side. And I love where Ross tries to speak and be all diplomatic and they start making noise, like grunting
at him. Barking at him, yeah.
And he was like, I will feed you to my children. And it's intense. And he starts laughing. He was like, we're vegetarians.
I'm just kidding. We're vegetarians.
And his laugh and snort on the freaking throne was amazing. Yeah. So they offer M'Baku the herb, don't they? To, or the plant to get the throne back. But Luckily, M'Baku leads them to T'Challa. Fishermen found him, and they've been keeping him alive because technically T'Challa should have killed him but made him yield. So a life for a life, right? He's in a coma, and the snow is keeping him alive.
Which, you ever been buried in snow before? I'd rather be dead.
Right? I can imagine. I made a snow angel, but not buried in snow.
Fuck. Every time I see snow in a movie or just anywhere, I'm like, oh, fuck, nope.
I mean, I'm from the, you know, you've lived in it. I've not. So anytime I see it, I'm like, oh, what a beautiful world.
Ugh.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live in it all the time.
No.
I wouldn't want to be having to clear it from a roadway or a driveway.
Nope. You definitely don't, which is why I chuckle every time down here we get like a little dusting of snow.
I know.
And I was like, oh, my God, it's the fucking end of the world. I was like, bitch.
Well, that's because we don't have the proper equipment to deal with it. And so a little bit of snow on the road, as you know, if you don't have enough salt on the road, it's going to make everybody's brains just switch off and act like fucking dumbasses because they got to get home and somehow they just have to speed to get home. And then, bam, everybody dies.
No, I get it. Like every time, literally every time the first snowfall happens up north, people just forgot that they've ever driven on that shit.
I don't understand.
And there's always like 30, 40, 50 accidents in a day. Like, motherfuckers, you've driven on this shit before.
It's like, just drive.
Yeah, pump the
just
fucking brakes.
Just get home.
Yeah.
Just go home. It's fine. You don't have to speed. Remember that in Atlanta? I remember it being in news, like, well, I wasn't in news, but like, I remember helping out in the newsroom when in Atlanta, they all, on 75, everybody got bunched up. There were so many wrecks, and so people were just stranded on I-75.
Yeah.
It was insane. I was like, well, you fucking dumbasses.
So one year, it was the night before New Year's Eve. So middle of December, end of December in North Dakota, fucking just freezing ass, frigid, cold temperatures. And bad weather was coming in. Mm-hmm. And the club that I worked at, like, they shut down for fucking nothing. Like, it could be the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse could be on the way to Fargo and there'd still be fucking titties on that stage. They had to fucking keep him open.
Titties are important.
So we were finally able to leave the club like 2-3 in the morning, and we got to near my house, but the snow was so bad, the snow had blown the road over. Or blown over the road like a huge drift. Sorry.
I thought the pavement had come up, and I was like, very confused.
Like, wait, how cold does it get? No, snow had blown. Because Fargo is so flat, there's nothing there.
Okay.
So the snow falls, and then the wind just blows it wherever the fuck it wants to go.
Okay.
That sucks. So there's this huge drift, like 3-4 feet over the road, and the car that we were in couldn't get over it, so the buddy was giving us a ride. We just dropped us off 3 blocks from my house. It took us 30 minutes to walk 3 blocks in the freezing cold
because
the snow was so high. We had to walk over mountains or like snow mountains and shit.
Oh, my God.
And then when we got to near my house, there was some ice that had built up and I slipped in that and I fucking cracked my head. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm just going to fucking die here. I'm just fucking dead. This is bullshit.
Of course you did.
And then finally got in, and I'm just like, God damn it, why the fuck do I live here?
You know, Jesus was up there, was like, it's just Jack being dramatic again. Leave him out, he'll get over it, and he'll go inside.
Give him some more snow, fuck him. Blasphemer.
How, on average, how many feet of snow would you get in Fargo?
It depended on the year. So, after I left, it was a really bad winter. I forget the actual footage of snow that they got. But since there's not a lot in Fargo and since it is so flat, when the plows and stuff come in, they will take the snow to a little empty field outside of town and just dump it. And they had it, they called it Mount Fargo. And the snow was so high and it took till, I want to say it was around till like June.
Whoa.
It took till June for that fucker to melt.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Stupid levels of snow. I fucking hate snow. And watching this movie and seeing T'Challa in that snow, I'm like, just tap out, dog. It ain't worth it. Just be dead.
Just be dead.
Just be dead. It's not worth it.
Oh, my God. So, he's in the snow. He's buried in the snow. That's what's keeping him alive. And they give him the purple herb. Which sounds like weed. Just purple herb. They give him the purple herb, the heart-shaped herb, and they bury him in the snow. And he goes back to his ancestral plane. And his father says, it's okay, you can stay. And T'Challa was like, why didn't you just bring the boy home? You knew that was his son. Why didn't you bring him back to us? And his father's like, I chose Wakanda. And he's like, you did it wrong. You've abandoned your people. And I cannot rest until I fix this wrong that you've done. Damn, that hurt.
Uh-huh.
That was tough. And so he comes back. He's unburied. He's fine. And luckily, Nakia grabbed the suit necklace. So now it's going to be on. And they rally to fight. T'Challa thinks M'Baku and tries to get him to help for the cause, but M'Baku won't do it. He won't go for it.
I'll bet he will.
Keep that in mind. And he agrees to keep T'Challa's mother there and keep her safe. And so meanwhile, while this is going on, Killmonger begins to send out their weapons to the spies that are out in the universe.
They're on Earth.
They're on the universe. So luckily, as planes are leaving, Black Panther gets that one out of the sky, which was super cool. And Wakabi, his buddy, is ordered to kill T'Challa. And he follows his orders and he takes off with his army. But they are no match for Black Panther.
Not with that suit.
And he's like spearing planes out of the sky. And General Okoye, she's fighting Killmonger, which was freaking badass and awesome. Now we've got War Rhinos, which is freaking awesome. Wakabi fires off that horn.
Fuck, man, I want a War Rhino.
Right?
That thing was bitching.
Totally do. I've never seen a rhino. Like, I've never been to a zoo and seen a rhino.
They're majestic.
Oh, my goodness. Them and hippos. Hippos are like water rhinos, and I love them.
Pair, all right.
But yeah, I'd love to see a rhino.
Right, yeah, rhinos. I like rhinos as animals.
What else do you? What other things do you like them as?
I mean, you know,
I like a rhino as an animal. That was funny.
All right, fair enough.
You said I like rhinos as animals. Like, what else would you like?
I meant to say,
like,
as far as animals go, I like rhinos.
I know.
I don't like all animals.
I know, but when it came out, it sounded funny. I liked it.
Fair enough.
I don't like them as like princesses, but I love them as animals.
Actually, a rhino princess, I would watch the shit out of that movie.
That's actually not bad.
Like, when can we get a Disney princess be a rhino?
I guarantee you there's some kind of animated show of a rhino princess. There's got to be.
All right,
Google that shit. Google Rhino Princess, and let's hope it's not porn or something.
Oh,
do you know
boy.
What I mean?
Rhino
Princess.
Princess.
Is there anything? Please tell me there's a great image search on this. Please tell me there's a rhino in a tutu or some shit in a crown. Come on. Make me happy today.
We got that. That's got to be a show, right? Cute Rhino Princess. Oh, that's just a stock vector photo.
Oh, damn it. Come on. That looks like a character on Peppa Pig. Damn it. We'll start our own show.
Right?
We'll start our own Rhino Princess.
I'm with
First, it. First, we started this off, you accusing me of being a murderer, and now we're making a Rhino Princess show.
I mean, that's
I'm just waiting for the semen to kick in somewhere.
That's just how our friendship ebbs and flows.
Man,
you never know what the Huntsville Home Video crowd is going to be into this week. I think you're a murderer this week. You know what? Let's put that murderer thing on the back burner. Let's talk about this princess rhino idea that we got to just put away that bloody knife. And let's talk about these rhinos. All right. As animals, I like rhinos.
As animals.
Yeah.
That was funny. So
I want to see if I can like a rhino as a princess now. Turns out I can. Turns out I could like rhinos as just about anything.
Black Panther. There's war rhinos, and Ross ends up, he used to be a pilot, so now he's piloting the big Wakandan ship in order to stop the rest of the weapons from leaving, because there are some planes that are trying to make it out of the city of Wakanda. So we've got that going on. Killmonger gets Shuri in a bad spot, but luckily Black Panther pounces and they fall down into the vibranium mines onto the bottom track. And he has Shuri turn on the train. And so if you remember earlier, when the train goes by, it deactivates the vibranium because that makes it more stable, right? So it's gonna when it does that, it's gonna block his suit from being able to work. Because we need to mention now that Killmonger has his own Black Panther suit.
He does, you know? all goldened up.
That was a jazzy, awesome Black Panther suit. I liked it. It was flashy and I liked it.
What do you imagine the claws on that thing came out last?
Oh man, were they gold?
Probably.
Yeah. Plow. Yes.
Jazzy cat hands.
So that means that their suits will not be able to work while the vibranium is deactivated. And they're having this moment where T'Challa is telling Killmonger that he's wrong, because you've essentially become the people you've hated. You're starting these wars that you don't need to be starting. That's not how we do it here in Wakanda, you know. And kind of things seem lost for everybody on the battlefield, but then M'Baku shows up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, baby, the warriors come in.
He was doing work with that fucking club of his.
Dude, you'd think that'd be so hard in a battle, but he was just swinging that thing and busting shit
up. Just braining motherfuckers left and right.
So damn good. So damn good. And we also get one point where the Rhino is running at... I can't remember who it's running at. Maybe it was M'Baku. I can't remember. But General
Okoye
steps in front. And of course, you know, she and Wakabi have a relationship. They call each other lovers or whatever. And so the Rhino stops and just gives her a little lick on the face. I was like, I want to be able to have that with a Rhino or any kind of animal. Like, stop it. Like, it just stops it. Like, that's my person. I must stop charging. Those things stop on a dime, apparently, too. That's a lot of momentum, but they stopped pretty fast.
Yeah.
Didn't know that about a rhino.
Would you? So if you had an animal companion, what would it be? Would it be a rhino?
I kind of want a kangaroo.
Yes. I want a kangaroo so bad.
Or a platypus. I feel like I want an odd animal.
Okay.
I don't know. And when then it's like, okay, well, do I need it big and huge and intimidating, or do I need it small to where I can take it anywhere?
Why not just have like a fleet? Why not have like a kangaroo?
I don't dream big enough.
You don't.
You said a companion animal, so I just went with one animal.
All right.
I didn't know I could have a fleet.
See, if someone asked me if I can have a companion animal, I was like, can I pick a couple of them? And they'd be like, well, no.
Because you're always pushing.
They'd be like, well, no. I said, like, one. I was like, well, okay, hear me out. Like, if I get a companion kangaroo, what if that kangaroo was already friends with a rhino? I don't want to take him away from his rhino friend. That wouldn't be fair to the two of them. So why not just bring the rhino over, too?
And yet you're accusing me of murder?
Yeah. In fact, if I had a kangaroo, we would do detective work. And we would solve your, we would figure out how you were murdering.
Wait a minute. Do your animal companions talk?
Yes. And my kangaroo would have a little shirt. He would have a little Sherlock Holmes hat. Fuck yeah.
I can't. I didn't dream big enough. I didn't think any of my animals could talk. Nope. I thought I was just carrying an animal around.
No.
I want a talking roo.
Yep. And he'd be like, come on, mate. Let's go solve the murders. Let me put my Sherlock Holmes hat on. And we just hop, hop, hop.
Is he big enough to where you can get in his pouch?
No, he's a normal sized kangaroo.
Okay,
he's
right,
he's not
checking.
Like a super kangaroo or anything.
I'm sorry, excuse me. You have talking animals, but they can't be super sized where you can fit in their pouch?
No, that's ridiculous.
Like, now, I hate you. I hate this. I hate you right now. We're in Wakanda, damn it. What else would you have?
I mean, a kangaroo would be number one on the list. A rhino would be cool.
Right. I want a giraffe.
Nah, not for me.
No?
No, I'm out on the giraffe.
You don't like giraffes? Giraffes?
I don't dislike giraffes. I don't really see the need for one.
Well, if you need to get in a tall building.
I'd have birds that could get up there. Yeah, I'd have some... Some,
falcons?
Yeah, some falcons, some eagles.
America.
Fuck yeah.
I've seen that movie.
I'm so happy.
I don't even know what to do now. What?
You're going to be thinking about this all day now, aren't you? You're going to be like hours from now, you're going to be at home just writing it down notes. You're gonna have notes with the pros and cons of every animal. Would it make a good companion animal or not?
I want a tiger.
A tiger? I mean, that's mm-hmm. that. A tiger is a pretty generic go-to answer. I think a lot of people would want a tiger.
Oh, fuck you. I see what you're doing.
Do you?
You just called me average. And little do you know, I'm subpar. I'm sub-average.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
We're in Wakanda because we're talking about the Black Panther. What about a panther? Do you want a panther? I do because I want the cast of Jungle Book.
You get the whole, there you go. Just the bare necessities.
Just the bare necessities of life. Yeah. I want a blue bear.
That's legit.
That's what I need.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's a good ensemble cast.
Right. Yeah. I need a King Louie.
Yep.
A Bagheera.
You going to get like just the whole cast, like good, bad, and indifferent?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get the Colonel Elephant.
All right.
Yeah. You get General, that. Whatever he was.
Like, I hate snakes, but when you give a snake the voice of Scarlett Johansson, holy shit, I need to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. So that was a good choice. I do prefer the animated, but you know.
Okay, you're going animated.
I went animated voice on him because because he was funny.
I like my snakes funny and not sexy.
I like my snakes funny. So he gets a knot in his tail and he gets stuck in the twig. It was funny for all. Black Panther? Is that what we're talking about? Wakanda forever, baby. So I don't even know where we're at. M'Baku shows up, and then we have that thing with the rhino as an animal, and then Ross. Ross is in the ship, right? And he's trying to get the last plane before it goes through the barrier, but he's got like some hooks in him by some other planes. And Shuri's like, do the X, and then now let go. And so he does it, and it just blasts energy, and it knocks those ships out. That was so cool.
That was pretty rad.
I loved that for Ross. And so
glad they gave the white boy something to do in the movie.
Yeah, I was so proud of the colonizer. He finally got something. So Wakabi, after the rhino thing, and after General Okoye is like, yeah, I will fight you for Wakanda. I will fight you for this country. He lays down his weapon, and the army surrenders
because he knew that she'd have fucked him up.
He'd have been gone.
Yeah,
he'd have been gone. So then we go back to the railway where T'Challa and Killmonger are. And so they're fighting, and it's a great fight. And of course, the train's going in between them, and it was awesome. And it turns their suits off while, you know, it's going through. But finally, T'Challa has this really awesome move where he throws the spear up into the air. And then just as the train kind of goes past them, he's able to grab it up in the air, and before Killmonger's suit kind of starts on again, he stabs Killmonger and kills him. He gone.
He's like, I like Killmonger. He's like, that was a pretty good move.
That was a good move. That was a damn good move. Tells him that. And so he talked about how, you know, he was a kid in Oakland thinking about a fairy tale in this place. And so T'Challa takes him to see the sunset before he dies. I got sad.
Did you?
I got sad. I didn't get sad.
And this also has another amazing line where T'Challa's like, hey, we can heal you. He's like, no, just throw me in the water like my ancestors.
With my ancestors.
Who didn't want to be in bondage.
Who were smart enough to jump off the ships because they would rather be dead than be in bondage.
And that line that was in the script, and the director, when he put that in there, he's like, they're going to make us cut the fuck out of this line. They're going to take this one out. And that was like the one line that Kevin Feige was like, change whatever you want in this movie. This line stays. Like this is Killmonger's motivation.
Right.
Like
this is who he is.
Exactly.
And what he's fighting.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember watching that in the theaters, and like I said, I was kind of indifferent on the movie. I was just like, at this point, I'm just kind of like, okay, well, whatever. But then when he drops that line, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Should have had way more of that.
Yeah.
Way more.
Now I see what you're talking about.
Now you get it?
Now I get it. Now I got it. Yeah. Yeah, that hit hard. And it's weird. I don't remember it the first time I watched it.
Really?
And I guess maybe but then it hit me this time. I'm sure it hit me then, and I just didn't remember it in the movie.
You were too busy thinking about the rhinos.
Right. I was too busy thinking about rhinos and shirtless Killmonger. And so he says that line and he pulls the spear and he dies. Damn it. Mm. And then T'Challa takes the throne. And finally, we have a moment between T'Challa and Nakabe where they kiss finally. Thank God. He asks her to stay. And she decides to stay. And he was like, I believe I can find something here for you that will fulfill your purpose. And you don't have to leave all the time. And then that that happens. And then they go, let's see, T'Challa and his sister go to Oakland, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the same building where everything went down years ago. And T'Challa tells Shuri this is where their uncle died and that he bought the building. And he's bought several other buildings that are around in that area. And it is going to be the first international outreach centers of Wakanda. And she will spearhead the science and the technology department there. And that was really fucking cool.
So it's almost like the bad guy had a point.
He did have a point. It's like, he did have a point.
Hey, man, sorry I killed you, dog, but I'm about to enact all the things you wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
Just not as violently.
Not as violently. That's the key. Not as violently. We're going to enact all the point that you had because he did have a point. And, you know, he's going to usher in a new era of Wakanda. And the big ship appears and it lands where the kiddos are playing b-ball. And the kid asks T'Challa, who are you? And he has just this perfect smirk and reaction. And then boom, that is the end.
Man, we should really talk about Chadwick Boseman for a minute.
We should talk about him.
God damn, what a tragedy.
Such a loss.
And to think, like, I didn't know this. I don't think nobody knew this at the time. But, like, rewatching this movie again, all I could think about, well, one of the main things I thought about was, like, Jesus Christ, this dude is putting on this great performance, bringing this iconic character to life, and he's fucking dying.
He had cancer then, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was legitimately going through, like, treatments, you know, and we didn't find any of this out until after he passed away.
Right, yeah.
Like, how fucking courageous is that?
It's insane.
Like, normally most actors, if they get a fucking paper cut, they put out a press release about it.
Oh, 100%.
And he's just like, oh, fuck it, I'm gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, when he died, he was preparing himself to play Black Panther again.
Wow.
He was like, I want to beat this thing. Like, whatever, no worries. Mm. No need to talk about it. I'm gonna be going back to Wakanda next week. Fuck it.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, no. Like, fuck.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
So sad. And they said, Kevin Feige said that they're not, and I don't agree with this. I'm going to see what you think. They're not going to recast T'Challa, kind of in honor of Chadwick. They're not going to recast the character. And in the comics, several others have had the mantle of Black Panther. Like, Shuri was a Black Panther at one point. So they did announce that Black Panther Wakanda Forever is going to be the official sequel title coming out next year, I think. But no Chadwick, obviously, no T'Challa. What do you think of that?
So, but what about Black Panther? So is Black, but there's going to be Black Panther.
There will presumably be a Black Panther.
Okay.
Just not T'Challa.
I kind of like that they're not. Recasting him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm curious how they're going to do that.
Right. I think the reason that I disagree with it is because the character of T'Challa is so important to Marvel Comics.
Okay. And we're worrying about the real life actor, which I know you want to bring honor to.
Right.
But we need to serve the story how we need to serve the story.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same reason that I disagreed with Christopher Nolan not wanting to make another Batman movie after The Dark Knight, after Heath Ledger died.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, Heath was amazing as the Joker, but I mean, even he hasn't been the last person to portray the Joker. He never will be, you know. Other people will portray the Joker. It's that character that's so iconic,
right.
You know? I really think they're doing a disservice to the character of T'Challa just because of how iconic he is in the comics and how much more he could do in a cinematic universe. Give another actor the opportunity to shine with that character, and which I think would still honor Chadwick and not in a disrespectful way.
Well, could they do the same thing and it just not be T'Challa?
What do you mean?
Like, could they just not have another important character and it just not be T'Challa, just be somebody else?
As the Black Panther?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, they've done that in the comics, you know, where, right. where you know, T'Challa is incapacitated or dead or, like, whatever, you know, only because mm-hmm. no one stays dead in the comics. Everyone comes right. back. But, yeah, I just think that, you know, they should have...
I see your point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, very cool of them to, you know, to honor Chadwick. I just hope that if they do that, they stick with it. And in 10 years, they don't say, like, well, it's T'Challa. It's been 10 years, you know.
Okay. I see where you're at.
Because that shit happens.
Mm-hmm. You yeah.
know? Like, after a certain amount of time, you're just like, eh, well, you know, it was a long time ago.
Nobody cares now.
Yeah.
People stop yelling about it.
Right.
We'll go back to it. Yeah.
But yeah, hell of an actor Chadwick Boseman was. Mm-hmm. Hell of a human being.
Yeah,
tragic.
So sad. Damn it.
And he was great. I thought he was great as T'Challa. He did a great job of bringing him to life. And we really only got him a few times, you know, and I really wish we would have gotten more from him.
Yeah. What's the next? I mean, we see him in, well, we'll see him in the rest, I'm sure. I know. Remember him in Infinity War.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's sad.
It is.
Damn. Well, that's the end of Wakanda.
Way to end on a down note, Jack.
Way to end on a down note, Jack.
Way to bring it down, you fuck.
But it was a good movie. I really enjoyed the movie. I really liked the movie. And we can get into the post credits if you want to.
Let's go ahead and get into the post credits.
Let's get into the post credits.
Let's try to pick this up a little
bit.
Well,
we're going to get more T'Challa. And he's at the United Nations and he arrives and he vows, as he's speaking to the panel, he vows to share his knowledge and his resources and will work to be an example. Because more connects us than it separates us. And we are one single tribe of human beings.
And then some jackass white boy got to be like, well, what does Wakanda have to offer?
Fuck you is what it has to offer, you colonizing bitch.
We got a lot to everyone but you.
But you, sir, you don't get any of this.
Your people,
vibranium? Uh-uh.
Yeah. Oh, you want some vibranium for your fair city? Nah, fuck off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hear you say you wanted a rhino? You can go fuck off.
Yeah, no rhino for you. Fuck off.
So that is one post-credit scene, and then we get a second post-credit scene. Holy shit balls. The Winter Soldier is awake and he comes out of a hut.
Ew.
And I remember watching this the first time and going, who's that man in the hut? And now I'm like, oh shit, that's Winter Soldier in a hut. Sure, he done woke him up. Unfrozen.
But wait, didn't you saw Civil War first though? Didn't you? Because Civil War came out first.
Yeah, but I don't remember. I don't remember who was who. It was all gone. I had one movie. I didn't remember none of these people.
Yo, who that white boy is?
I just went for... Yeah, that was pretty much me.
What's that white boy doing in Wakanda?
Something's wrong. He didn't have enough melanin to be here. What's happening? You've been in the hut too long and you need to get out in the sun.
You got to get some tint.
Got to get some tint on these windows.
God damn.
So, yeah, I didn't remember who he was. I didn't care before. And then now I know who he is.
So. This fucking one-armed white boy just comes walking out of a hut like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah. Draped in their clothes like, hey, I'm here. Ridiculous.
Was that Ross? Did he lose an arm? What the fuck happened?
Who was it Claw? They have an issue with arms. Is it Claw?
Oh, my God. That is so precious.
Winter Soldier. Yeah, comes out of a hut, and then that's the end of that post-credit scene. That's the end.
There it was.
Was there another one? I didn't find it.
No, that was it. It was just those two.
Good deal. I found both of them.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
I did well.
overall, where would you rate the Black Panther on the scale?
I will give it a 3.75.
A 3.75.
Rhinos out of 5.
I will go... 3 colonizers out of 5.
Oh, nice. You one up and bitch. Anyway.
Black Panther.
Big fan.
All right. Well, I'm glad you dug it. So far, we haven't really struck out horribly outside of Doctor Strange in this phase. would you say easily that's your least favorite of the bunch so far with Doctor Strange?
Of phase 3?
Yeah.
Yes.
What about overall so far?
Was it Thor Dark? No, it's, well, if you can't, do you count Incredible Hulk? We don't count. Do we count that one?
Technically, that was, yeah.
Technically, you have to. I don't care for that one. If we don't count that one and we just stick with what's strictly on Disney Plus, probably either probably still Doctor Strange.
That's fair.
I could watch Thor Dark World again.
Oh.
I don't want to watch Doctor Strange again.
God bless it.
I know. It doesn't make sense.
No. Not at all.
But anyway, that's who I am.
You can give me three choices. You can say, hey, Jack, you can watch Thor the Dark World, you watch Doctor Strange, or we can just like thwap you in the nuts for like an hour and a half. I'm taking Doctor Strange every time.
Okay.
But if you take Doctor Strange off the table,
I was about to say, this is
I'd probably take the thwapping in the nuts.
Really?
Like Thor Dark World is so painful to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, it wasn't great, but
yeah, it wasn't.
Was that the elves?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. The absolute waste of Christopher Eccleston as Malekith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, that hurts a little bit.
That hits you.
Yeah.
More than it does me.
Yeah.
I don't want my hypothetical nuts to be thumped. So I'm just going to leave them where they are.
Fair. All right.
I'll watch Dark World again.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what I'll be doing.
Getting your nuts thwacked. Jesus.
So as we wrap up this episode on a Thursday, it's only going to be a few days before we come back for another entry.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're breaking the rules because you've seen the next one too.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about Infinity War.
I'm so excited because I know I've seen it and I remember the ending, but I don't remember anything else in the movie. I tried to think of what I saw and I don't remember.
Because it was probably all so confusing for you.
Well, of course, it was all very confusing. I didn't know who was who or what was what. And I believe they are in Wakanda at one point, if I remember it correctly. They battle in Wakanda, if I remember. I don't remember. And then I remember, you know, I remember that shit. But I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody.
Boy, howdy.
God, it's going to be a mess.
It's almost like you're going to be kind of vaguely remembering a fever dream you had at one point.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. What a mess this is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I want to watch it immediately.
You should.
I should.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and torture myself today.
All right.
When I get done with this, I'm going to go home and watch it.
Because next week we have Infinity War on Monday and then Ant-Man and the Wasp on Thursday, which, again, another movie that you've seen.
Yeah.
But then the rest of the phase, you haven't seen anything.
No. So what's after Ant-Man and Wasp?
So we got Captain Marvel.
Ugh.
And
I just want to get to Endgame.
And then Endgame.
Okay.
So next week, Infinity War and Ant-Man. Week after that, Captain Marvel and Endgame. And then we have Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh my God.
Are you prepared?
I won't. I know that I won't be prepared no matter what I do. So I'm just going into it. We're just going into it, baby.
Miss, this will be the first time we've ever cried in the same room together.
No, we cried. We cried on a podcast once because you got teary eyed and I couldn't stand it.
Was Captain America involved in that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Captain America was.
That's
and
right.
I couldn't look at you anymore.
That's right.
So, oh, my God. I can't. OK, yeah. Great. Great. I'm already an emotional wreck on things. And so I'm going to be crying and then I'm going to see you crying, which is a total trigger. And then I'm going to cry. And it's just I probably won't make it. I probably will die on the entertainment couch.
All right.
I'm going to be dead.
Just wrap it up.
I'm just going to snap me out. I'm out. Let me wither away.
I am convinced I will not be able to keep it together.
Okay.
For Endgame.
It's okay.
Like I haven't been able to yet.
We'll have each other. We're going to be sorrow buddies.
Oh, sorrow buddies.
Sorrow buddies.
Shit.
Oh, God.
I ordered a pizza last night.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
And this is going somewhere.
So all right.
Don't worry about it. And as I was checking out, the app was like, would you like to donate $1 to the St. Jude Cancer Research? I'm like, no.
Oh, fuck you.
Right? But then I blubber like a fucking baby at an Avengers movie. Sick kids? Nah.
Oh.
Avengers movies? Oh, my God. Jesus. Fuck.
Morality. from person to person is a fascinating thing to me.
Right?
Yeah. I still cry at those kids commercials, even though I don't like kids.
Okay.
That's sad. Doesn't bother you?
No.
Yeah, well, I mean, people gonna die. You know,
right?
Like death happens.
We all gotta go.
Been through a lot of it. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yep. And then when they do those telethons and radiothons, like donate for the sick kids, and then they play those purposely trying to just tug on your heartstring stories. Yeah. Man, I tell
you. You know what gets me? Is it the Shiners or the Shriners Hospital? Where that one kid is just so jolly and sweet, and it kills me every time.
I think I've seen that one.
I can't. Oh my! I think it's Shriners Hospital, and there's one of them where this kid is just so happy and sweet and everything, and I lose it every time.
Hmm.
And I'm like, if I had money, I would help you, but I don't. That's the other problem too. We are poor,
right? I'd give you a dollar, but I need a dollar. I used to work for a radio station, and every year we would do a big radiothon for the Children's Hospital, and they would send us to this little training seminar that basically educated you how to convey the stories that you were listening to and how to keep people's interest.
Okay.
And they did research, like meticulous research on like, this is when people tuned out. This is when people donated. This is when they lost interest. This is when their interest was peaked. And so they played in this training session an example of what not to do. And it was so fucking hilarious to me because if you could hear this, you know, you've worked with someone like this in the past. So they play this pre-produced story about this sick kid, you know, he's like, his family, he wasn't feeling well one night, and his family took him to the hospital thinking that it was going to be a cold, and it turned out to be fucking lung cancer and this and that. It's a real dramatic story, right? And it pre-produced, had all the musical elements that hit, really, like the crescendo hits right at the reveal of the cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
And then there's like, you know, the music kind of tails off a little bit.
Right.
And then here comes the radio guy. So why don't you donate to these sick kids? We got to get these guys healthy. We got to get them back in the fight. Get them in the game.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that is fucking money. So good.
That's terrible.
We've totally worked with that guy. Like, you know that guy.
Yeah.
Like, just some big, burly, classic rock dude. You know, fucking probably has a can of Diet Coke on him at all times with a little Captain Morgan in it.
Yeah. I know who you are.
Nine packs a day.
I know who it is. Yep. I got a name and a face and everything,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Let's get these sick kids back in the game.
Back in the game.
I was like, dude, I don't know if you realize how bad this game is. No. Like, this game ain't looking good,
They're
bro.
They're in a game they can't win, man.
No.
They're fourth and none.
They're currently down by a million.
Yeah. White blood cells, that is.
Yeah. This game doesn't have a mercy rule.
No.
White blood cells, that is.
Terrible.
You heartless bitch. You gave me shit not 3 minutes ago for not donating a dollar.
I didn't want to show my face. That was so shitty.
You hang out with me too much.
This is a coping mechanism. I've had a lot of cancer in my life, okay?
You hang out with me too much.
It's always been boiling under the surface.
We got to get you back in the game. Get these kids back in the game.
Get back in the game.
Call now to donate. He's a crow.
Be caller number 9 now to donate. Yeah!
Every donation's gonna come with a free station koozie.
Been asking about that bumper sticker? We got them.
We got them exclusively here at the hospital. If you swing by and during this power hour and make your donation.
From 11 to 1.
Ooh. Man, I've been affiliated with radio for the majority of my life, but fuck do I hate it sometimes.
I know.
Ooh.
Oh my God. Man.
Fucking.
So anyways, we went there.
We got there.
We got there. All right.
And not 5 minutes ago, we were eulogizing Chadwick Boseman, who passed
away
of cancer. And then
This is how we cope, Jack.
It's true.
Seriously,
it's true.
It's just who we are. We have to when it gets too serious.
I think it's fairly well established between the two of us. I'm the one that's going to go first. I'm older. I'm far less healthy. I don't think so. You don't think so? All right.
I'm lugging around a lot over here.
I mean, we'll part
friends. Puts a lot of strain on the heart.
We'll part friends on that issue. If I go first.
Okay.
Make sure my funeral is a lively event.
I will.
A lot of inappropriate jokes.
Oh, I'll be ready for you.
Excellent.
You know?
All right.
I sometimes worry, but I'll do what I need to do for you.
I appreciate that.
I'll be that person.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
I want the most off color of joke. Just get a collection of the shittiest things I've ever said on this podcast. And then,
I'll make you a montage reel.
Yes. And then that way, when the first person gets up and tries to say something nice about me, be like, let me stop you right there. Jack said on the podcast, Jack said, here, let me play this for you, man. I ain't giving no dollar to fucking sick kids. I want my pizza. That's a dollar I could use for extra cheese. You want to rethink those nice things you just said about this prick?
Yeah. Fuck them kids. I want pepperoni, bitch.
Yeah.
Extra sausage.
In fact, if you want, you can just bring a bunch of St. Jude's kids to my funeral and just be like, look who's laughing now, fucker.
You beat him to the ground, bitch.
Yeah.
That's so bad. We need to stop. I feel bad now.
You think one of the baker's dozen might have left at that one? They might have cashed out.
They might have.
Oh, well, we'll get one back.
We'll replace them with somebody else just as shitty.
We've trained them to be tough around here.
That's what we're doing. We're training you to be tough in a world full of wussies.
Yes, that is right.
Be better.
Be better.
You mutts!
Oh, shit.
So,
well, I would just like to invite you at this point.
Me or them?
Them.
Okay.
Not you personally. You already follow us on social media.
Sorry, I got your eye contact and I thought you were talking to me.
No, I'm sorry. I would like to invite anyone that may be still listening at this point that has not done so already to give us a follow, a like, a subscribe on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at
HSV Home Video
and HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. You should also follow our show sponsor, Underboss Photography, _Photography on Facebook and on Instagram as well. Check out some of Michael's amazing shots. One of those prints you actually have hanging in your home right now.
I do have him hanging in my home. I got a flamingo.
Now you got to get a rhino.
Oh my God, I do.
We got to go see.
Give me a rhino.
You heard her, Mike. Go take pictures of some rhinos.
Yeah. Also, don't blame Mike for our ramblings of meanness.
Yeah, we're horrible people. Right. He is phenomenal people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, we talked about the spectrum the other day, so just, you know.
Yeah.
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 Don't blame him.
But there is something likable about shitty people if they're charming, and we are charming as fuck.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can have, like, shitty people that say horrible things, but they do it without charm, and you're like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a worthless piece of shit.
Right.
We provide value and entertainment.
Sure.
And yeah. And we
That's what we call it.
And we can get away with it because of charm and charisma.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, motherfuckers. Yeet, yeet. God.
So next week, we are back. We're back on Monday. We're back on Thursday. We will, we're back right out of the gate with a big one. We are back with Avengers Infinity War.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. All right. Until that time, ladies and gentlemen. If you could, be extremely kind after all the things that we've just talked about.
Right.
Be kind and rewind. Huntsville Home Video forever.
Dumbass.